Richmond, as you've gone back and looked at the tape of that one, just give me your impressions on the game.
Faced a really good football team, and at the same time, we're using a freshman quarterback that had to step in for his start. That's a tough defensive to learn against. And defensively, I know our guys were disappointed. I know that we gave up touchdowns in their first six drives. And the last thing we can do is get into shootouts with people right at home. And we're going to have to find a way to dig our heels in these next 4 weeks and get it done.
The game certainly got off to a good start for you. Brennan leading a 58-yard drive, finishing with a 23-yard pass to Mark Tagliaferri. As a freshman making his first career start, how impressed were you with the way he was able to get the game started?
We know he's going to be a special quarterback for us. We've seen it all season in practice. That's something that we knew coming into it, but at the same time, I just remember 4 months ago he walked across his high school stage to get his diploma. Nothing can simulate live bullets, and I know that the combination of the way their offense was clicking early on in the ball game, and then us turning the ball over early in the ball game, combined tips of stuff. And we needed to keep the ball game in an area where we could be able to call mix of run and pass on offense. And it came to a point where we relied too much on a pass heavy offense given the score.
Question this morning for me. Go ahead, Ian.
Thanks, Rob. Chris, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good. Just an update on Jarrett Guest. Where's he at? Are you thinking he'll be back this season? What's the diagnosis there?
Yeah, he'll definitely be back this season. We are just we don't right now is day to day. He has a dinged up collarbone issue. It's not broken, but it's extremely sore. Those things could come back in 2 days, or it could be 2 weeks. We just have to kind of see how it goes and what his pain tolerance is. And but he's right there every day in practice in Brennan's ear.
And then if I could, Cole Nillies, I saw he got banged up in the second half. How's he looking?
Wait to get the injury report. We pulled him out. He had a sprained ankle. Don't know how severe it was. But we'll find out a little bit more today. But it seemed like it wasn't was not major.
I guess just injury overall with your team right now, going into a tough conference and then having these kind of pile up, how much of a challenge has that been for you this year?
We knew that when we entered this conference, we're going to be asking a lot of these kids, and it's exactly what happened. I don't think that we're any banged up less than anybody else right now. We're our next best kids are real young. And we're going to have to live with those lumps right now, and until we get a few cycles underneath this, where we can get CA recruited kids, and we're going to have to rely on some younger guys. So, we just have to turn the page and get on to the next. We got a really good group coming in here Saturday for what should be a large crowd.
What do you see from Stony Brook so far? They've won two in a row, put up solid points against good teams. What have you seen from them?
They're first off, their defense is very disruptive. They've given up they'll give up some explosive runs every now and then. I think if you ask them, they'll say that that's their Achilles heel, but boy, they are disruptive. They rely on the defensive line to really make things happen for them with some pressures and some odd looks to the defense, so our hands are going to be full there. And then ironically, Tyler's a young man. Their quarterback is a young man that we recruited out of Georgetown as well. And doesn't surprise me that he's having that kind of luck. He's always a, or excuse me, that kind of performance. He's always had a very efficient passing, I guess, career. We noticed that through his career at Georgetown. We're facing another 5-6 win team in the CAA. So, different story. Same story, different week, and we know that we got to come out the gates.
Because you talked about some of the difficulties and disappointments for your defense there in the first half, but your offense, the two turnovers, then you drove and missed a field goal. How much of a momentum shot was that to have those plays happen to your defense and have to go right back out?
Yeah, we needed that success on offense in order to keep our defense off the field at the time, let them make adjustments, and catch themselves a little bit. That was something that we needed that was disappointed the offense couldn't come through with. You're not going to win too many ball games in this conference turning the ball over. That's become clearly evident to us. So, we're. I think it was the turnover game that kept us in the game with Albany a couple of weeks ago, and we simply can't turn the ball over and give these offenses that we're seeing two or three extra possessions a game, and we needed it and it didn't come through with it. So we've talked about it, we put an emphasis on it, and telling our kids it's okay to punt. It's okay. We don't need to just do the Brett Favre miraculously and stick it in there between three guys in a window. We need just to play good defense, make them defend a long field.
What was as you've gone back to look at the film, what was Richmond able to do? They hit some big plays there in the past game on you. What did you see when you went back and what happened there?
I think we had kids in the right spot. We missed an exorbitant number of tackles in the first half of the ball game. We had our chances. We have to make those one-on-one tackles. That's the scheme of all defenses, right? Get guys unblocked at the point of attack. And we had them there, and we missed tackles. That's something that we're addressing right now, and we plan to simply get better at and focus this week in practice.
Got a follow-up from Ian. Go ahead, Ian.
Yeah, Chris, you mentioned Stony Brook's run defense is something you might be able to attack a little bit. Is that kind of reassuring for you, considering last week you guys weren't able to get the running game going? It's something you can kind of focus on and tell the guys, if you focus on that, you might be able to keep it competitive and get a win.
Yeah, just listening to Jim there talk a second ago. When you look at the explosive tape against their defense, that's something that came out. Whether or not we're going to have the ability to mirror what some of these other teams have done, that's up in the air. All I'm saying is that their defensive front is very disruptive. While they've given up some big runs, they've also had several TFLs. And they put they have a D lineman number nine that is special. He's a young that young man will defeat most one-on-one blocks with his quickness and speed and we to prepare we've got to we can't keep it in the freshman quarterback's hands all day, to be honest with you. That's something that we need to be able to effectively do is run the football.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for your time this morning, and look forward to talking again next Monday. Thank
Thank you. Take care, guys.
you. All right, you too.